They win by six. They get the double chance. 69 play 63, and Dangerfield got them over the line.
Wow. Brown, he calls the socks off, and here's the song. Well, Geelong, in the end, win by a straight kick. What do you see on the Triple M Bosch Tools replay screen? It was big blitz.
Yeah, big blitz arms. Big,
my man blocked it.
Big smother, wasn't it? And then the second effort, too, to actually get the ball and get a boot on it to get it outside that danger area.
Woo! Gee whiz, and you see Chris Scott walk out of the boat, you think, why would you go? I mean, it just highlights how close this competition is. Yep. If you don't bring your best effort, you're in a lot of trouble.
Extraordinary finish. Sydney 9 at quarter time, 11 at the half, 2 at 3 quarter time. Sydney kicked the last two, but Geelong win at 10-9-69 to the Swans 9-9-63. Geelong by 6 points, thankfully, and mainly due to Paddy Dangerfield, who kicked 3 in a row to really light the whole show up. Here's Joel Sell with Abby Holmes, courtesy of Channel 7.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's a huge effort by our club again to get there. Lots of hard work that's gone into it, but the boys have earned the position now, and now we're at the start line. So we look forward to what's ahead.
Well, Sydney led for majority of the game, almost 80 minutes to be exact. But what changed in the final term other than big P Dangerfield up forward?
Yeah, he's pretty special tonight. But it's, you know, we just stuck to our system. We thought that we would grind away and get it our way at some stage. But, you know, they're an up-and-coming side. They played well tonight. They've been playing well the last month. So we expected a bit of a grind tonight.
And how's your body? You copped a bit of a knock on the other side. Was that head or neck?
No, I think it was just a bit of old age, to be honest. A bit of time to lie down and refresh. But, no, I feel really good. I mean, I've been pretty good for a little while now, but I just got to get my running legs back and feel good for this next month.
And Gary Ablett, we were lucky enough to speak to him pre-game. We know he's obviously endured a hell of a lot over the last couple of months, but how special is it to have him back up here with you guys and out doing what he does best?
Yeah, it is. I mean, he's put in a lot of hard work. He's looking great, and that's credit to a couple of guys back home in Mark Young and Chris Dennis that have helped him work away with Andrew Mackey. And look, we're excited that he's back. He's a special part of our side, and yeah, we'd love to send him off in the right way.
Thanks, Joel. Your final's bound. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Great article by Peter.
The Monopoly game at Macca's is in full swing in terms of mcdonalds.com.au. What a finish that would be. We saw Stratton kick a goal and talked about a fairy tale in football. Gary Ablett playing his last game of football and winning a grand final duck. That would be a story for the ages from a very storied football family.
It would, Howie, but that's a long way off. He's had a very good game today, Ablett. 16 disposals, kicked a goal, but like you said, he did not fumble once. Let's have a listen to Paddy Dangerfield, thanks to Seven. No,
the importance of it. Sydney's pressure was really good early, and we didn't use the ball as well as we would have liked. So it was a bit of a scrap, but the important thing is we got the win, and you know, there's plenty to work on in the next sort of week and a bit.
And what was discussed?
All right, running out of time. Triple MVP award, the award the players want to win. Who are you going for, Duck?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to give one vote to Menegola. I thought he was just consistent over the whole game. I'm going to give two votes to Dawson from Sydney. Kicked a goal. He's used to the footy. Really like it. Three votes. The man that won the game for him in the end, Paddy Dangerfield. So most influential. Big last quarter. Kicked the three. So he gets the three votes for mine.
Indeed he does. Choice Hotels round the grounds. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for the lowest prices guaranteed. Don't go anywhere because the Western Bulldogs Freo game is next. The Magnus moment, no doubt, was called by Noodles. That last 15 seconds, outstanding work by him on the Triple M at Macca's moment. And that is it. We've got to go to the next game. Thanks to everyone involved in the Sunday Rub this year, to Leroy, to Will, to Kirky, and to Jace. The team you hear on air, the Chew Man, Jay-Z, Brownie, Ross and Ducky Boy. Have a safe, wonderful weekend, a week off, and then footy finals will be coming your way. The Cats get the job done by a straight kick. They are in the top four. McDonald's, Triple M, rocks footy.